questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Today's question is about the prophets, and we have in the Holy Book of Quran in verse 110 from Surah Al-Kahf that says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. And we just want to focus on that part in which, well, actually the translation of that verse is that, say that I'm just a human being like the others. Though I have revelations and there are manifestations upon me. So we just want to focus on that point that they say, the prophet is actually has to say that I'm like the other people. So now there is this question that, are they really like the normal, ordinary beings?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This verse is talking about our prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And as you rightly mentioned, the verse reads, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, I am just a human being like you. But the point is that those people who, refer to this verse to somehow reduce the status and the position of the prophets, especially our prophet, they just pay attention to this part, أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, I'm a person like you, but just ignore the following phrase where God says, Yuha ilay, it is revealed to me. It's like going, La ilaha illallah negates the existence of God because it says, La ilaha, there is no God. So without paying attention to illallah, the message is incomplete.
Considering just a short part of it and then deciding
exactly.
Based on that.
So this part of the verse has two messages. Ana basharun mithlukum, I'm a person, I'm a human being like you, but then yuha ilay, it's being revealed to me, I receive revelation. So what is the message of the first part? قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ has also been mentioned in chapter Fussilat, verse 6. And the point of this part is that some people objected and raised this issue that why there is no angel coming to us from God to as a kind of the prophet. So why a human being is being sent to us as the prophet? Or why the prophet is like us? I mean, he's eating food, he's walking in the bazaar and so on and so forth. For example, in chapter Furqan, verse 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ, and they say, what sort of prophet is this? يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامِ, he eats food, وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ, and walks in the marketplaces. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكِ, why has not an angel been sent down to him? فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا, so as to be a warner along with him. So that was an objection against the prophet that why the prophet is like us, a human being. So to answer the objection of the people, the Holy Prophet, first of all, is telling them that أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, why do I take food? Because I'm a human being like you. Why I'm going to the marketplaces? Because I'm a human being. I need to go to buy food and buy whatever I need. Or in other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fact that the prophets also got married. This is a tradition for all the people, including the prophets. We have it about Prophet Nuh, Prophet Lut, and our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. The next point is that when God says that Ana Basharun Mithlukum, the prophets say that I'm a human being like you, it means that they will not live for eternity. They will die like any other human being as well. The same has been mentioned in other verses. For example, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُولِ. O Prophet, eternity has not been there for any person before you. And إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. This is another verse. You, O Prophet, will also die, and they will die. Or كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every person will taste the death. So when God is telling the people that Ana Basharun Mithlukum is referring to the fact that if a prophet is going to be sent to the people, it cannot be an angel. It should be a human being.
A human being just like you.
Just like you. Why? Because of at least two reasons. First of all, the Holy Prophet is a role model for human beings.
Exactly.
And if he's not a man, if he's not a human being, he cannot be a role model. Imagine if a jinn comes to the people as a prophet, or an angel comes to the people, and then tell them that please, fast for 30 days in hot summer.
Then the human people being will tell him, you're a jinn, that's
exactly,
easy for you.
Yeah, that's nothing for you. You're an angel, you do not need any food. So, a prophet from another so-called species cannot be a role model for the people. That is why, the human being needs a prophet like themselves in the form of a human being. Interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if on the earth the angels were living, then an angel would have been sent to them as the prophet. Allah says in chapter Isra, verse 95, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ. Say, had there been angels in the earth walking around and residing in it, like humans do, لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِ مَنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا. We would have sent down to them an angel from the heaven as the prophet. So that's the point. The prophet should be a role model. If the angels were living on the earth, the prophet would be an angel. Now, we are living
Since
as human beings.
Since we're human beings, the prophet must be a human being.
Exactly.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And the next point is that we know that we have the knowledge of the unseen, and as Muslims, we need to also believe in the world of the unseen. There are some, creatures, some facts that we are not able to see, but they are realities. And this is called Alamul Ghaib in the Noble Book of Quran and the narrations. And we need to believe
that
in
that. That is the world of unseen.
Yeah, the world of the unseen. And the angels belong to that world. Now, one of the points is that when, of course, first of all, we believe in God based on the rational arguments. We believe in the prophet based on the rational arguments. And when the prophet is telling us that there is the world of the unseen, we need to believe in that, although we are not able to see that. So it doesn't mean that our fundamental beliefs have no rationality. No, there is a kind of hierarchy beginning from God, going to the prophet, and proving the prophet, prophethood of our prophet and the Noble Book of Quran, and then we need to accept whatever is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, which of course is according to the intellect as well. Now my point is that if the prophet were in the form of the angels, then there is no issue of the believing in the world of the unseen, because people are seeing that angel, and there is no value for that anymore. So the belief in the world of the unseen is valuable when you are not able to see that world. That is why when you have a prophet in the form of the human being and he tells you of the world of the unseen, then it makes much different for you to whether believe in the world of the unseen mm-hmm. or not. It's been mentioned in the couple of verses of the Noble Book of Quran, for example, وَقَارُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ. They say, why has not an angel been sent down to him, that is the prophet? So it was a common objection of the polytheists that we need to see an angel, then we will believe in the prophet. But God says that وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Were we to send down an angel, the matter would surely be decided. Meaning that then, everything is clear.
It was easier for all of you to believe.
And this world is the world of tests and, trial for the people to think and ponder and come to this conclusion that this is the prophet, and then they need to believe in the world of the unseen. So these are two points that the prophet should be in the form of a human being to be a role model and for the importance of the belief in the world of the unseen. That is the message of the first part. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. But does it mean that, so if this is the case, then what is the difference between us and the prophets? I mean, we are at the same level. The Holy Prophet himself is stunning that I'm a human being just like you. But you Muslims or Shia believe that they have a very greater status and position before God than us. What is the difference? The difference is the next phrase of the verse. Yuha ila. Yes, I'm a human being like you. But the difference is that I'm able to receive the revelation. And it mm-hmm. makes the story so much different. It's, so much difference between an ordinary man and a person who is able to receive the revelation.
Well, I could say that biologically speaking, they're the same as other human beings.
Exactly.
But spiritually, they've grown so much in a way that they can have connection to God.
And the prophets are not born as prophets.
Exactly.
I mean, they have done spiritually speaking a lot, so that exactly
they've practiced piety.
God chooses them among the people.
And also, maybe God wants us to understand that if there's a human being like you that could be infallible, then you could practice that as well.
Exactly, definitely.
So that is the point.
So having said that, when it comes to Yuha Eli receiving revelation, at least it's referring to three features, because a person who receives the revelation needs to be infallible. We are talking about the concept of Isma. So yes, he's a person like us, but he's infallible.
Exactly, which is a totally different story than its one session.
Yeah, and the next point is knowledge. We are talking about the vast knowledge of the prophet which he receives from God, and also the miracle that he performs.
Mm-hmm.
All these are related to the concept of receiving the revelation. So my point is that it is true that the Holy Prophet is like a human like us, and it has philosophies, but he receives revelation, which means that he's infallible, he has divine knowledge, he's able to perform miracles, and so on and so forth. So we cannot, reduce and decrease the great status and position of the prophets.
Yes, the value of the prophets by saying, okay, they're just like other human beings, so there's no difference between them and the others. So you are listening to Arabic English Radio. I hope today's episode was fruitful enough to help you with a better understanding of Islamic concept. For more information, you can visit parstoday.com. Until next session and a new episode of Q&A on Islamic Belief, may Allah protect and bless you all.
حسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.